Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Oglavie. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Billy Joe Robideau. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The DH, Tim Tolman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Oglavie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavie hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up beyond third. Molitor can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive towards right. Manning chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Manning. Trammell moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive towards short. Riles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Coles reaches second base with a double. Trammell scores. Gibson scores. Herndon goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive towards short. Riles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball four. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Tolman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolman takes first base on ball four. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. Moore throws to second to catch Tolman, and Riles lets the ball get by him into the outfield. That's an error on Riles. There goes Tolman. The throw from Moore and Riles drops the ball. Tolman is safe on the error. There goes Tolman. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 0 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Coles takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Evans moves to third. Two outs. Tim Tolman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tolman hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0 for 1 in the game. Robideau strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gibson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Coles strikes out. Moore drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Coles out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. 1 out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0 for 2 in the game. Robideau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. 1 out. Tim Tolman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tolman hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to third. Brookins moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Brian Clutterbuck now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Coles hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Moore for a passed ball. Evans moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Tim Tolman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tolman hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brookins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-4 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Joe Robidoux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robidoux is 0-for-3 in the game. Robidoux strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.